The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
This will be the first presidential election since January 6th. On that day, we almost lost everything about who we are as a country. And that threat, this is not hyperbole, that threat is still very much alive. Donald Trump says he will refuse to accept the election result if he loses again. Think about that. He means it. Think about that. He's promising a bloodbath if he loses, in his words. And that he'll be a dictator on day one, in his own words. By the way, this sucker means it. No, I'm not joking. Think about it. Anybody else said that in the past, you'd think he was crazy. He is crazy, but you'd think it was an exaggeration. But he means it. We can't let that happen.
And that's Joe Biden talking to the Democratic Convention last night in Chicago. I'm joined now by Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at the University of Galway, columnist with thejournal.ie. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, I didn't stay up for the speech. It went out quite late, I suppose. People might have even gone to bed on the East Coast of America before Joe Biden got to speak in Chicago.
Yeah, I think on what was otherwise a really good night for the Democratic Party, I mean, things couldn't have gone any better. The one fault I would find, and I was getting texts overnight from my friends, was that the president went on way too late and the timing management was not good. But other than that, if you think of how the first night could have gone, Democrats couldn't have hoped for any better. And indeed, the one thing they were most concerned about, perhaps, was the Gaza protests, which really, at the end of the day, didn't materialize to anywhere near the extent that some had thought.
Now, those that might have been outspoken about that included one Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. But listening to her speech, she kind of nailed Trump. Have a listen to this.
Donald Trump would sell this country for a dollar if it meant lining his own pockets and greasing the palms of his Wall Street friends. And I, for one, am tired of hearing about how a two-bit union buster thinks of himself as more of a patriot than the woman who fights every single day to lift working people out from under the boots of greed, trampling on our way of life. The truth is, Don, you cannot love this country if you only fight for the wealthy and big business. You know, ever since I got elected, Republicans have attacked me by saying that I should go back to bartending. But let me tell you, I'm happy to any day of the week because there is nothing wrong with working for a living. Imagine having leaders in the White House who understand that. Leaders like Kamala and Tim.
So, Larry, the message, the anti-Trump message from the Democrats is being refined.
Yes, and I think that's AOC there is actually perfectly on message in casting this as Democrats are the party that stands by working people. And Trump, regardless of his rhetoric and what he might say, and indeed his extraordinary appeal to blue-collar Americans, the reality is that when he was in the White House, you know, one of his only substantive accomplishments was to cut tax for the richest Americans. Democrats are on very, very solid footing when it comes to those issues. The question becomes, and indeed, the bounce for Harris, I expect to continue through this week. The question becomes then, how do they respond when Trump goes on the attack vis-a-vis inflation, immigration, Harris being too left culturally, all those sorts of things? The question is, how do they come back from that? But when the mantra is, we are on the side of working people, we recognize that people are struggling, we will do everything in our power to help, they're on a winning message there.
Now, the other speaker of note last night, and there were so many speakers and entertainment as well, James Taylor being the entertainer last evening. One of the speakers, Hillary Clinton, who of course failed in her presidential bid and they expected the glass ceiling to be shattered at that point. But her very presence there was a salutary reminder that you can't take anything for granted. You win the popular vote, you're still not president. This is some of what she had to say.
Kamala cares about kids and families, cares about America. Donald only cares about himself. On her first day in court, Kamala said five words that still guide her. Kamala Harris, for the people. That is something that Donald Trump will never understand. So it is no surprise, is it, that he is lying about Kamala's record? He's mocking her name and her laugh. Sounds familiar. But we have him on the run now.
Former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton there. Larry, the question is, who sees this? I mean, I doubt very much that Fox will be clipping excerpts from those speeches to play to their audience. So at these conventions, are people only preaching to the converted, whether it's Trump to his crowd or Kamala Harris and Tim Walz to theirs?
There is a degree of that, but the lead lines, like some of the ones that Hillary delivered there. And I should say, as an aside, that may have been the best speech I've ever heard Hillary Clinton deliver last night. So the majority of Americans won't hear all of it. But through social media and other channels, which is where most people get their news from now, the headlines, the key lines will get out there. They will circulate around the world and around America, and including, of course, with the key constituencies who Democrats are going to have to win. And Hillary makes a point there that, you know, she has Kamala Harris has Donald Trump on the run. And that may be so. They're enjoying a good period. But as David Axelrod, Barack Obama's political advisor, was saying last night, the Electoral College math still at this juncture favor Donald Trump. And Democrats need to convert that huge enthusiasm, that huge energy in that arena and around the country. They need to convert that into boots on the ground, getting people out to vote and winning, closing the gaps that still exist for Kamala Harris to win the race.
Now, the question of celebrity endorsement, we're told that maybe even someone like Beyonce might appear at this convention.
Yeah, you know, I've heard the same rumors. And of course, I think in a culture that is as celebrity centric as the United States, and of course, social media again comes into play here, I actually think some of those endorsements could mean more than endorsements from, congressmen from various states or governors or whatever the case might be, especially insofar as that the reality is there still are an awful lot of Americans who don't vote, and they're disproportionately young, disproportionately people of color. If those celebrity endorsements can help buoy turnout among those groups, remember, this election is going to be close, it could be extremely advantageous to the Harris side. And the one person who I'm watching out, and again, people might say that I'm taking this a bit too far, but Taylor Swift enjoys the extraordinary loyalty of millions and millions of Americans who fall into the category I just described. If Taylor Swift, who is very much a pro-choice activist, et cetera, if she is so moved to get engaged in this campaign, then I would not discount the role that she could play in assisting the Harris-Walz ticket.
Now, the other political stars who are going to speak tonight, the Obamas are going to participate.
Yeah, the Obamas will speak. I think tonight is really going to be about drawing those contrasts between what a Harris administration would look like versus what a Trump administration would look like. The Obamas are still stars in the Democratic Party. I think in particular, perhaps Michelle Obama is an even bigger star than her husband. So it's going to be quite a significant evening. Look, you know, this convention so far has gone well. Democrats will be hoping to keep it going. And then the really key moment, I think, of this convention is going to be Kamala Harris's address. Because, again, so many people in the United States, even though she's vice president, they still haven't had a chance to really hear from her at any length. And I think how she defines herself before the Trump campaign goes on its mission of defining her in a negative light, How she defines herself in the speech is going to be really, really interesting and could be pivotal in terms of the campaign.
And lastly and briefly, is Joe Biden bitter about what happened to him?
He's absolutely incandescent with Nancy Pelosi and indeed with the Obamas. All reports are. I don't think they should be expecting any Christmas cards at any point in the future from Biden. And you can see as soon as he gave his speech, he got the hell out of Chicago and left. So I think that's a very strong signal of how he feels.
Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at the University of Galway, columnist with thejournal.ie. Thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.